Meet his friends. We are continuing our discussion of Das Katan, based on the Torah of Hagoyen Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron and Maseches Ksubis in Siman Yud. We've already seen a flos mitaras Hashem, and now we are going to continue learning about the Truma, Hafrashis Truma of a Katan, and this will shed a lot of light, Mirtz Hashem. So writes Rav Aaron, Amnam Sharashin Yishlom, and also Meresh Perakam of the Trumas. So we can learn this about a Katan's Das from the beginning of Maseches Trumas. The Snan Hasam, we learn over there that Chamisha Lo Yitromo, five people can't be Torim Truma. Vim Tarmu Ein Trumasim Truma. And if they do so, then their Truma is not considered Truma. And who are these people? Hachereish, Hashote, Ve'akotan. So among those are Chereish, Shote, and Katan. They can't be Mafresh Truma. Writes the Rash, Yerushalmi. So he quotes the Yerushalmi, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Shamalan Lekulon Minhacha. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman learned it from here, all these cases from here. Let's see. Daberel B'nei Yisrael V'ikuli Truma Prat L'Nachri. When it says Daberel B'nei Yisrael V'ikuli Truma, that's excluding a guy. B'nei Yisrael. So they can't be Torim. Here it's talking about Trumas HaMishkan, but they also Trumas HaFruit, excluding a guy. Meis kol ish, the pasuk says, ish prat l'katan, excluding a katan. Asher yidvenu libo, that his heart is generous, prat l'cherish v'shaita. The yidvenu mashma, the ish lo das l'nadev. Because yidvenu is mashma, that they have das to be menadev. And a cherish and a shaita don't have das. So Zokta Rash, v'teima, d'lo memayit katan, mi yidvenu libo, if you're already excluding those dasless, without das, so why aren't we excluding a katan? B'teim adalo memayit katan mi advenu libo. V'ishloimar mishum dekishepo l'oinas nidarim yesh bo das l'nadev. So we can answer that when he comes to the ona of nidarim, when he's mufla samach li'ish, when he's 12 years old, then he has das. So he can't be memayit a katan from yidvenu libo because he has no das to be menadev, because there is a period where a katan has das. Ad kan midivrei Arash. V'yesh l'tmo al Arash b'shnei dvarin. So Baran says, I have two kashas on this Rash. Number one, hach teretz alibu d'man amru Arash. Who is this answer according to? Alibu d'rebi yudisrei lebe kamam samach mishnah gimel. So if it's a Libud Rebbe Yehuda who holds later on in Mishnah Gimel that a katan who didn't bring two Cyrus, his truma is a good truma. So you see, maybe if he's a katan mufla samach liish, his truma can be a truma. Hakasav arash lekaman diulo svir leachter ashadish gabi truma. But the Rash writes that Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold of this whole drasha, because Sava de Krameis Kolish Gabe Hektish Dafka Ksiv. This whole drash is talking about Hektish, it's Bechal not talking about Shuma. So it can't be according to Rebbe Yehuda. Via Libet Bar Pukte, Rebbe Yehuda Bimas Nisan, Halo Rebbe Yosi, the Sphere Lemish Balana Sadarm Shuma Sot Shuma. And if it is according to his Bar Plukta, in that Mishnah Rebbe Yosi holds that Mishabala Onas Nidarim, that when he comes to the time of where he's 12 years old, his truma is a good truma. If you hold that mufla samach liish can be tarim, you can't say that the pasuk is coming to exclude him. As the editor of the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron explains that the Rash brings from the Yerushalmi Yevamis that Rav Meir holds that his truma is never truma until he brings two Sairis. And on this, the Rash writes, it's mashma that Rav Meir is a third opinion. And the drush of the Yerushalmi of Ish is according to Rabbi Meir. Because, as we saw, it can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says if he doesn't bring two Sairis, his truma is a good truma, but then you run into problems. What problems do you have? That he doesn't hold to this whole drasha. So this can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It also can't be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that when he's 12, his truma is a good truma. But here we have a pasuk that's memayit. A mufla samach liish. Right? The teretz was that you can't be memayit from Yidvenu Libo because maybe Bishakishabal Lonis Ladarim, he has das. So he has das, but sof kol sof, he's memuat. Sof kol sof, a katan can't be mafresh truma. So it's not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Mishabal Lonis Ladarim truma, so truma. And if you hold that, then you can't say the pasuk is coming to be memayit a katan. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and it can't be Rabbi Yossi. So then the editor of the Sefer writes that maybe it's Rabbi Meir, and the Rash writes it's Rabbi Meir. So what Rabbi Aaron is asking on the Rash is that the drush of the Yerushalmi can only be explained based on the Yerushalmi Yevamos that a katan can't be Torah. Does that make sense? Rabbi Yossi, who's mefurish in this Mishnah, that a katan isn't toreim, and a mufla samach lish is toreim, the drush of the Yerushalmi doesn't work according to him, because he holds that a mufla samach lish is toreim, but according to the drush of the Yerushalmi, a mufla samach lish is not toreim. So the only place we can go is Rabbi Meir and Yevamos. Very hard to understand. Here we're bringing a drasha and it's according to neither opinion in the Mishnah. So how are we supposed to understand this? So first of all, the first kasha is this teretz that the Rash gives, the Rash has a kasha. And his kasha is, we're coming to be memayet from Asher Yidvenu Libo, Cheresh and Ashote. And from Ish, we're memayet a katan. Who is this according to? It's not according to the Rash. Because the Rash says, so why are we memayet a katan from Yidvenu Libo? And the answer is, because if it's Yidvenu Libo, which is Memayit, people without Das, but a Katan when he is Onus Nadarim has Das. So therefore we're Memayit a Katan from Ish. And therefore all Katanim are now Memuat, even those with Das. Then it turns out that according to this, the Mishnah is according to neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, this whole drasha is Bechal going on, who holds that a Katan can't bring Chuma. This whole Mishnah is Bechal talking about Hektesh. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. And it can't be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan can be mafresh if he's mufla samach liish. But this drasha holds a katan can't be mafresh. And yes, the Rash brings the Rabbi Meir and Yevamos, but to say that's pshat, that this Mishnah is the libid Rabbi Meir be Yevamos, and not according to the two Tanaim in the Mishnah here, is very shver. So that's the first kasha on the Rash. Second kasha on the Rash is that the Rash himself brings later on in Mishnah Gimel from the Yerushalmi and Yevamos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Kamanda Amar Eino Torein Mikadesh. In other words, the Yerushalmi holds that even the one who holds that Mufla Samach Lish isn't allowed to be Mafresh Truma, but his Hekdesh is a Hekdesh Dairaisa. And if so, Kasha Ala Rash, HaYerushalmi Lishita So Echitach and Shalamad Mikra. Hello, a pasuk medaber b'trumas hamishkan uv'trumas hamishkan shehi inyan shel hekdesh svila Yerushalmi mishum v'samach lish makdish osa v'echi tochin l'mayna tzimuf v'samach lish mepatzik l'atzma l'inyan truma. How difficult this is. Frek Rebaran, that the Rash himself brings from later on, from the Yerushalmi and Yevamis, he brings in Mishnah Gimel, from the Yerushalmi and Yevamis, there Rabbi Yochanan holds that, according to the one who holds that a mufla samach liish can't be mafrish truma, but he can take hekdesh. He can. His hekdesh is a valid hekdesh. So if that's true, then how does the Yerushalmi learn from the pasuk of me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo to be memayet a mufla samach liish? If the Yerushalmi holds that a mufla hasamach liish can be makdish, so how can they learn that from that from that very same pasuk? How can that from the very same pasuk we learn that a mufla hasamach liish can be makdish? How do you learn that a mufla hasamach liish can't be mafresh truma? It's the same pasuk. Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo. So how is the Yerushalmi so sure itself? If, according, like the Rash says, me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo, you know what that's doing? That's memayet amufla samach lish. That's what the Rash writes. That's the way he understands the Yerushalmi. That me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo is mashma that you need to have das. So that's memayet katan. But a mufla samach liish, if it would just be up to yidvenu libo, he could be torim. But in that very same pasuk, we have me'ez kol ish, and ish is memayet katan. So here you have the Yerushalmi saying that a katan, even a mufla samach liish, as the Rash understands, even a mufla, because that's why yidvenu libo, you would include a mufla samach liish in Shruma. So me'ez kol ish is memayit a mufla samach liish. So it comes out that the Rishalmi holds a mufla samach liish cannot be torim Shruma. So how can you learn from that very same pasuk that his hekdesh is a good hekdesh? So the pasuk is saying that a mufla samach liish can be makdish hekdesh, but a mufla samach liish can't be torim Shruma. How do you understand that? It's the same pasuk, same drasha. So if it's a mufla samach liish, if the pasuk is saying mufla samach liish is beseder, so he's beseder for hekdesh, which is what the pasuk is talking about, and he's beseder for truma, which is what we're dashing. And if mufla samach liish can't do hekdesh, then he also can't do truma. But how can you say that he can do hekdesh but he can't do truma? He can't be mafresh truma. It's the same pasuk. So how you learn two different dinim about a mufla samach liish from the same pasuk? According to the Rash, this pasuk is coming to be memayet a mufla samach liish from taking truma. And you're telling me that, but hekdesh is okay for mufla samach liish. How can that be possible? Ulam tmias harash ala Yerushalmi amay yitzdrich lamayit katan mikra de ish tepukle mikra de yidvenu libo de katan eno torein kumashin esmatu mi pasuk zecherish v'shote tmias zomis yashebis heitev lefi arashba. So this kash of the Rash and the Yerushalmi, why do we need to be memayit a katan hasamuch liish? Why do we need to be ma'ir katan from the pasuk of Ish? Just learn it from the pasuk of Yidvenu Libo. Yidvenu Libo and a katan has no das. Just like we're ma'ir a cheresh and a shoite, let's also be ma'ir a katan. That was the kash of the Rash. And he answered what he answered. And mufla samach liish has das, therefore it's not ma'ir mufla samach liish. So you need Ish to be ma'ir katan. Muflis Samachlish. Gevaldik. But the Kasha can be answered based on the Rashba that we saw in the previous shir. We saw a beautiful Rashba in the previous shir. The Lefi Masha Kasav Rashba, the Kotn Choshev Yesh Lo Das, Kol Sham Rikitna Putus Mekhon Mekach, Umem Karan Mem Kar, Bimetal Talin, Vahainu Mi Ben Teisha Mi Ben Eser, Eef Shar Lemaet Et Akatan, Meoto Pasuk, Shenismatim Imeno Acherish Vashoite. So according to the Rashba, Katan has Das. Remember in the previous shir, I hope you listened to it, we saw that according to the Rashba, their business is a good business. Their transaction is a valid transaction because Katanim have Das. So there's certain things that we exclude them from because they're Katanim. But they still have Das, and therefore their transactions, all proper transactions. And if that's true, then you can't be memayed a katan from the same pasuk you memayed a cheresh and a shayta, because a cheresh and a shayta don't have das at all, and a katan has das, and therefore they have to be memayed a katan independently. You can't be memayed in lefi the Rashba together with the cheresh and the shayta. Achadain tzarich levayer ma'u geder hamiut the ma'atinon minei katan. What's the geder hamiut that we want to be memayed a katan? In Perusha who gedgam das shel katan, after adif atfei midas shel cherish v'shote, mikol makom ena chashuva das l'tshuma, Hoshem adas shel katan chashuva das, el shenismayet she'eno yochol litro mitzad katnuso, shekach tzivsa ha-Torah, ki mi she'eno godol eno yochol litro v'afi sheyesh lo das. So, what's the gather of the miut that were memayet a katan? Is the Perush that even the das of a katan, even though it's greater than the das of a cheresh and a shote, nevertheless, it is not sufficient das for truma? Or perhaps the das of a katan is considered das, but he's a katan. The Torah says if you're not a gadol, you can't take truma, even though you have das. So is the pshat that his das is not das enough, it's not dastic enough, better than a cheresh and a shote, but it's not enough das? Or maybe no, the das of a katan is sufficient. Just we have a miut of a katan. Even though he has a katan, he can't take truma. So we have to understand what's the miut of a katan from hafrosh's truma. Ulam, safek zeh, nifshat mimakomo. This suffix can be resolved from its place. Di neima, that if you say the hadin ismayet katan mikra de ish hu shedaita lo chashiva das legabe truma, if we say that we exclude katan from the pasuk of ish is because his das is not considered das legabe truma, im kena mayit starchina on lekra l'sher da'kasher yidvenu libo l'mayit menu cherish v'shoite, then why do you need the pasuk of asher yidvenu libo to be memayit a cherish and a shote? Tepuk lach, I have a better solution for you. The cherish v'shoite ain b'hem das litrom kavachomer mikatan. Say that a cherish and a shote don't have das kavachomer katan. If the vort is that we're memayit a katan because he lacks sufficient das, then a cheresh and a shota we know on our own. We don't need a pasuk to be memayit a cheresh and a shota, because if a katan can't be mafresh truma, because he is insufficient das, so certainly a cheresh and a shota who have less das can't be mafresh truma. So why is a pasuk necessary by a cheresh and a shota? The das of a katan adif atfei midas shel cheresh v'shota. The das of a katan is better than the das of a cheresh and a shota. So you don't need a pasuk. Vikra di shalfina de das shal katan ena maspika le truma. And if the pasuk about ish teaches us that the das of a katan is not sufficient for truma, so like we said, kol shekain she das shal cheresh v'shota ena maspika le truma. So certainly the das of a cheresh and a shota is not sufficient for truma. So what do you need the pasuk for? So it must be lamadnu mizeh ki shnei amiyutim. Zeshen esmait menu cheresh v'shoite me'asher yidvenu libo. V'zeshen esmait menu katan mikra de'ish. Hem shnei gdarim nifradim. This is gefaldik. So it must be there are two different Kedarim in the Miyutim. If the Miyut was just a Chisarin in Das, then you wouldn't need a Miyut of Cheresh and Shotev, because you'd learn a Kal v'chomer from Katan. But since you're not learning a Kal v'chomer, so it must be these two Miyutim are two different Gedarim in Das, in two different Gedarim of a Miyut. Two different types of exclusions. The Miyut of a Katan is not because of Chisar and Das. It's a different din. His Katnus means he can't be Torim, even though he has Das. And therefore, a Cheresh and a Shoteh, a Cheresh and a Shoteh, cannot be derived from a Katan, because the Miyut of Katan is Mitzat Katnuso, and the Miyut of the Cheresh and the Shoteh is Mitzat Chisaron B'das. Is that awesome or not awesome? I say very awesome. So, Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, B'li Neder, we are going to get back to what we discussed in an earlier shir about a Nachri, when a Nachri becomes a Gadol. And then with that, we're going to be Miyashev, Akashev, Tosfos, and we are going to see Be'ezer Hashem Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Okay, so please stay tuned, and we should be Zoche. Hashem should give us life and health and everything good. Shalom.